This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Salatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. This is Riyad Razazi. We're coming to you to Tafsir Bites or Tafsir Bits. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. I hope the voice is clear today on Instagram. Okay, alhamdulillah. I'm using my phone. Later on, I'm going to be using my notepad or my iPad. But as long as the sound is great, alhamdulillah. Allahumma lak alhamd, alhamdulillah. All right, so we are with Tafsir Surat Maryam today, inshallah. Tafsir Surat Maryam. If you want to pull your books, notebooks, your pens, inshallah, take some notes. We are with Surah Maryam, Tafsir Bits or Tafsir Bites, Surah Maryam, inshallah. I just want to give maybe a minute for some more people to join, inshallah. All right, alhamdulillah. Wa alaikum as-salam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum as-salam. Okay, so I've got Facebook and I got Instagram. It's Tafsir Bits. And we are with Surah Maryam. All right, so you guys are ready? Take notes. You ready? So I can start? You ready, all of you, inshallah? If you're ready, so I can start. Because it's kind of slow now. People starting slow, but I can start, inshallah, whenever you guys are ready. Yalla. Alright, yalla, bismillah. Let's start, bismillah. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. Tafsir Surah Maryam. This is Tafsir Bites. Those of you who are new to the series, it's a short, sweet tafsir. It is not very deep, but you will have the necessary information that will help you understand the Quran and understand the Surah, inshallah ta'ala. Today we are with Surah Maryam. Surah Maryam is number 19. Beautiful Surah. Surah Mary, number 19 in the Quran, and it has 98 verses, and it is in Juz number 16. It is a Mecca Surah. It's a Mecca Surah with al-ijma', with the consensus from all the scholars. It is a Mecca Surah. It is called Surah Maryam, Mary, and it is also called Surah Kaf Ha Ya Ain Sad. Because the surah starts with the huruf al-tahajji. It starts with huruf al-tahajji. And a lot of people don't know how to recite that. A lot of people, they make mistakes on reciting, you know, the beginning of Surah Maryam, right? So let me ask somebody here on Instagram, see if they want to come live and tell me how they can recite the beginning of Surah Maryam. Who wants to do it? Sister Yashmin, do you want to come live and tell me how you can recite Surah, you know, the beginning, just the beginning of it, just the very beginning, the beginning words. So do you want to come live with me, and you can share with me how you recite it? Sister Yashmin, you want to do that? You want to come in? I want to bring somebody live, and they can tell me how they recite the very beginning. You got scared. No, you're scared. Who wants to come live? Who wants to come in live with me? Nazmin, you want to come live? Just to recite, not just the beginning of it, just the very beginning words or letters. Munazza Ayub, do you want to come? Just to recite the very beginning of Surah Maryam? Nazmim or Munazza? You guys want to come? Anybody? Nazmim? Just to recite that very beginning, as I said, Kaf Ha Ya Ain Sad. How do you recite it? Let me ask Lightspread. I'm sure Lightspread, he won't mind. Lightspread, why don't you come with me? And You guys are scared, you know. All right, lie spread. Let me go live with you. Lie spread. Lie spread. All right, lie spread. Where are you, lie spread? Lie spread, come on. Come live with me. No, not you. Yeah, bring the Mus'haf and then just give me the beginning of it. Bring the Mus'haf and come online. Let me go live with him. Go live with live spread. Yalla. I only want the beginning. That's all I want. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, Sheikh. How are you?
Alhamdulillah, how are you?
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. All good news all over.
Yes, yes. Are you coming to the masjid tonight?
No, actually, you know, I have a son.
Yes, yes, I know, I know.
Community, so maybe week or so, inshallah.
Inshallah. Then inshallah. But don't forget, you have to register.
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so, you know, just I want to hear from you how you're going to recite the very beginning of Surah Maryam.
Okay.
Only the beginning, that's all I... Yes.
So, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
Yes.
Kaf, ha, ya, ayn, sad.
MashaAllah. You surprised me. A lot of people make mistakes. They don't know how to recite. They just say, some of them say, kaha, ya, ayn, sad. Kaha, ya, sad. No. What you did is actually very, very, very good. With the mid and everything. Kaf, that's no, set harakat or more. Kaf, ha, ya, ayn, sad. Dhikr rahmati abdika rabba zakariya. Rabba zakariya. So this is Zakallah khair for doing that. I just wanted to, you know, explain that to people and how to, you know, how to start and how to recite the beginning of it. What we call huruf al-tahajji. We call those huruf al-tahajji. Zakallah khair, my dear brother. We'll see you, inshallah, in the masjid very soon. Assalamu alaikum.
Inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum. So Surat Maryam, it's called Surat Maryam. It is also called Surat Kaf Ha Ya Ain Sad. So one more time, if you want to recite it, if you want to, you know, properly recite it, you have to say, you know, Kaf Ha Ya Ain Sad. It is min al-Mathani. Surah Maryam, it's considered to be from the Mathani. Remember, there are four types of surahs in the Quran. The first type is the Sab' al-Tawal, the seven long ones, like al-Baqarah, al-Nisa, al-Imran. Those are the very long ones. There's seven of them. And then comes the Mi'in. The Mi'in are those that are 100 verses, more or less. And then you have the al-Mathani. Al-Mathani are those that are below 100. So any surah that's 100 and above, they call it, more than 100, it's Sab' al-Mathani. Those are, Sab' al-Tawal, seven long ones. And then after that, or below that, comes Al-Mi'in. Those are 100. And then below the hundreds, there's what we call Al-Mathani. So Surah Maryam, it is considered to be from Al-Mathani. And then the very, you know, and then you have the Al-Mufassal. Al-Mufassal are the very short ones. The very short ones are called Mufassal. But Surah Maryam, it is considered to be from Al-Mathani. And Tartib al-Surah, the Surah in terms of its revelation, it is considered to be Surah number 43. Although in the Quran, in the Mus'haf, it is number 19, but in terms of its revelation, it is the number of its revelation is number 43, because we have 140 surahs. Surah Maryam is number 43. It was revealed right after Surah Fatir, and before Surah Taha. Surah Taha is right next after Surah Maryam. And it mentions the story of the Hijrah, the Hijrah to Al-Habasha. The Hijrah of Al-Habasha, it's a very well-known story when the very first migration, you know, that happened for the Muslims when they migrated to Abyssinia. So this, subhanAllah, the surah was revealed right before they traveled to Abyssinia, when they had that dialogue, that took place between Ja'far ibn Abi Talib, who is the cousin of the Prophet Muhammad, or the uncle of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, between Ja'far ibn Abi Talib, right? And then Al-Najashi. So Ja'far was the spokesman, you know, the cousin of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi wasallam, and then Al-Najashi. And then it was a very long story. And Najashi was is the king of Abyssinia, and he was Christian. You know, he was Christian at the time. Najashi asked some questions, you know, to Ja'far, to the Muslims. Do you have anything in the Quran that talks about, you know, that the, and then Ja'far recited Kaf Ha Ya Ain Sad, and then Najashi, when he heard, he cried. Najashi cried when he heard the Surah Maryam being recited by Ja'far ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu arda. So this is some of the things, you know, some of the stories or the history about Surah Maryam in the Quran. As I mentioned, there are two main reasons why the surah was revealed. The surah was revealed as asbab nuzul. There are two main reasons why the surah was revealed. One reason that has to do with that the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam wanted to ask Jibreel. And the Prophet asked Jibreel, why don't you visit me more than you do? I want you to visit me a lot more than you do. So the Prophet Muhammad was, you know, asking himself, wanted to ask Jibreel, why, ya Jibreel, you don't visit me more than you do? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed, وَمَا نَتَنَزَّلُ إِلَّا بِأَمْرِ رَبِّكَ لَهُ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِينَ وَمَا خَلْفَنَا. And, you know, Jibreel, you know, Allah Azza wa Jalla revealed that وَمَا نَتَنَزَّلُ, that Jibreel only comes with the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah orders Jibreel to go down to visit Prophet Muhammad, then Jibreel will come down to visit Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wassalam. And then the second reason why the surah was revealed is the as-sara' bayna ma'al kuffar, you know, that struggle with the non-believers. So the surah was revealed, you know, in to explain and talk about that struggle that used to happen between the non-believers. The surah starts with Huruf al-Tahajji. Huruf al-Tahajji, as I mentioned in the beginning, Kaf Ha Ya Ain Sad. You know, this is it's called in Arabic in the Quran, in the Tafaseer, it's called Huruf al-Tahajji, just like Alif Lam Mim, just like Hamim, just like Sad, just like Alif Lam Ra. This is what we call it in the Ilm al-Quran. You know, we call them Huruf al-Tahajji. The surah is split into two main sections. The surah, Surah Maryam, is split into two main sections. The very first section talks about Ibadullah Salihin, the righteous people. The Ibadullah. The very first section talks about Ibadullah. And the second section talks about those who are deviated from the straight path. Those who are deviated from the straight path. So the surah again is split into two main sections. One section that talks about the ibadullah, the righteous people, of the slaves of Allah Azza wa Jal. And the second section talks about those who are deviated and distorted. The very first section, the first section of Surah Maryam, starts from verse number 1 to verse number 58. Verse 1 to verse number 58. So it starts with Kaf Ha Ya Ain Sad. And then in it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the story of Zakariya and Yahya. Amazing story. The story of Zakariya and Yahya. Kaf ha ya ayn sad. Dhikru rahmati rabbika abdahu Zakariya. إذ نادى ربه نداء خفيا. Allah Azza wa Jalla is talking about Zakaria when he made that call. Zakaria, when he made that call to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Zakaria wanted to have a son. And Zakaria was old. He was old man, but he wanted to, you know, bear a son. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to Zakaria, Ya Zakaria, inna nubashiruka bighulamin ismuhu Yahya, lam naj'al lahu min qablu samiyya. O Zakaria, inna nubashiruka. We give you the glad tidings with a boy. A boy, lam naj'al lahu min qablu samiyya. Ismuhu Yahya. His name is Yahya. So Allah Azza wa Jalla gave the name of Yahya to Yahya, John. John, Yahya means John. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to Zakaria, we shall bless you with a boy by the name of Yahya. لَمْ نَجْعَلْ لَهُ مِنْ قَبْلُ سَمِيَّةِ. None has been given that name before him. Subhanallah. None has been given the name of Yahya prior of Yahya. Prior of, you know, John. قَالَ رَبِّ أَنَّا يَكُونَ. This is verse number 7. قال ربي أن يكون لي غلام وكانت امرأتي عاقر. He says, oh Allah, how can I have a boy and my wife is barren? So this is a message. This is a message for all those brothers and sisters out there sometimes who are trying to have children, but they're not able to have children for a reason or not, you know, to never despair. Even if your wife is barren or you are barren. So he's saying, Zakaria, how can I have a son? And I have reached a very elderly age. And on top of that, my wife is barren. So Allah Azza wa Jalla mentions that in the first section of Surah Maryam, between verse number 1 to verse number 58. Also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the same section talks about the story of Mary and Isa. If the story of Yahya and Zakaria is an ajib story, the story of Maryam and Isa is more ajib, is more wonderful, is more, it has more wonder, you know. Zakaria, at least he was a man and married to a woman and they were able to have a baby. Although he's old and his wife was barren, but they're able to have a baby. Yet, a woman with no man, she's not married, but was able to have a baby. So able to bear a son. So that's even a more wonderful story. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَذْكُرُ فِي الْكِتَابِ مَرْيَمَ, verse number 16. وَذْكُرُ فِي الْكِتَابِ مَرْيَمَ إِذِنْ تَبَذَتْ مِنْ أَهْلِهَا مَكَانًا شَرْقِيًّا. And mention, O Muhammad, the story فِي الْكِتَابِ, in the book, the story of Maryam. The story of Maryam, when she withdrew, you know, herself in seclusion. She withdrew herself in seclusion. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, as she was secluded, you know, herself, Jibril came to her in the form of a man. And nobody knew her what about. So she goes and she sees this man that she's never seen before. She got scared. So she said, قالت إني أعوذ بالرحمن منك إن كنت تقيا. I seek refuge in the Rahman from you. Fear Allah. Don't harm me. She's a woman. She's fearful of Allah Azza wa Jal. She saw this man and she says, I seek refuge in Allah from you, from Ar-Rahman from you. Be تقيا. Be fearful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال إنما أنا رسول ربك لأهب لك غلاما زكيا. What a beautiful story. What a beautiful surah. He says, قَالَ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ مِنْ رَبِّكِ. He says, I am only a rasul. قَالَ إِنَّمَا أَنَا رَسُولُ. I'm a messenger from your God. لِأَهَبَ لَكِ غُلَامًا زَكِيَّ. To bestow on you غُلَامًا زَكِيَّ. A beautiful, pious, righteous son. And here in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses this term or this word, أَهَب, وَهَب, from the name of Allah, Al-Wahhab. Sisters and brothers, listen to this beautiful note here. Listen to this beautiful note right here. Whenever Allah Azza wa Jal in the Quran talks about somebody who's looking for a son or a daughter, righteous son or a daughter, or even a brother or sister, Allah uses this term, Wahab, Yahab, Li'ahab, Al-Wahhab, from the name of Allah, Al-Wahhab, the bestower of gifts. So this is a beautiful name of Allah Azza wa Jalla to use in your dua if you are seeking a pious or righteous son. Use the name of Allah Al-Wahhab in your dua. Here Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says Jibreel telling Maryam alayha salam, innama ana rasul, I'm only a prophet, a messenger from your Lord, li ahaba laki, to bestow upon you ghulaman zakiya. But he said to her something really interesting. She bore that baby and she's going through that pain of labor, you know. But he told her something really interesting. He told her, وهزي إليك بجذع النخلة تساقط عليك رطبا جنيا. Verse number 35. And he told her, because she was going, you know, in terms, in at the moment, in the midst of her labor, she's going through a lot of pain. Then Jibreel inspired her, you know, هزي إليك بجذع النخلة, shake the palm tree. If you were to shake that palm tree, dates will fall, and then you can eat from them, and that will help you, you know, to go through your labor. But she is pregnant. She is a woman. To shake a palm tree, you don't need a man. You don't need one man. You don't need 10 men. You don't need 100 men even to shake a palm tree. You need something huge to shake a palm tree. How can a woman who's a young woman go into pain of labor to shake a palm tree? So the concept here, the notion here, brothers and sisters, is to make a movement, to make it, to act. Do, you know, this is what tawakkul means. Tawakkul is that you act, do a movement, make an action, and then put your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah, and you just do something, move. Just like Hajar, you know, Hajar going back between, she didn't sit down when her husband left her, you know, in the midst of the desert. She kept going back between the two mounts of As-Safa and Al-Marwa, and then Jibreel came down and hit the ground with his wing, you know, and sprang out Zamzam. So here, Jibreel is telling, you know, Maryam, shake the palm tree. But I won't be able to shake the palm tree. Do you mean I like shake a wall? I cannot shake a wall. The movement, that what's matter. The movement, shake, do, make a movement, make an act, a'mal, do some work. And then the rest, you know, will come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Amazing stories, amazing lessons we hear. And this is all from the first section, you know, section between verse number 1 to verse number 58. And then also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the same section, talks about Ibrahim, the story of Ibrahim and his father. That's another amazing story. So in Surah Maryam, there's a lot of mentions of different prophets. Different prophets. So here, Allah Azza wa Jalla talks about the story of Ibrahim, who is, you know, a righteous son, a righteous boy, with his father, who is not a believer. So a son who is a believer versus a father who is not a believer. You know, this is the story. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, you know, as Ibrahim is having that dialogue with his father, Ya Abati. This is another beautiful notion right here, sisters and brothers, to take note of. How Ibrahim is talking to his dad. How he addresses his dad. Every time Ibrahim wants to address his dad, he calls him, Ya Abati. In Arabic, when you call your dad, you call him Ya Abi. 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 In Urdu, you say Abu. Right? In Arabic, is Abi. You know, Baba. Right? But here, he's saying, Ya, oh, Ya means, oh, Abati, Abati. In, you know, it's more of a belittling, like you're belittling the word Abi. You're making it beautiful, Abati, you know. So this is how he's pampering his dad, who is a non-believer. Look at how he's addressing his dad. Not, yo, dad, yo, mom, hey, dad, hey, mom. No, Ya Abati. لا تعبد الشيطان يا أبتي. Don't worship شيطان. One more time. يا أبتي إني أخاف أن يمسك من أن يمسك عذاب من الرحمن. Oh my father, again one more time. Oh يا أبتي, I'm afraid that you may get, you know, receive some sort of punishment. And punishment from your Lord will be inflicted upon you. Oh أبتي, oh أبتي, don't worship Shaitan. Oh أبتي, if you do so, you may get a, you may be inflicted with a punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يا أبتي, يا أبتي. You know, the beautiful conversation between a father, between a son, a believer son, with a non-believer father. Did the father believe? No, he did not believe. But still, did not preclude his son from speaking to him nicely, right? And giving him da'wah in a very nice way. So then in the second section of Surah Maryam starts from verse number 59 to 98, which is the end. From 59 to 98. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here talks about those who got, you know, distorted, who deviated from the straight path. Inhiraf al-nas ba'd al-rusul. People who, you know, they received the message, you know, from the prophets and the messengers, yet they did not, they deviated, they chose not to believe. فخلف من بعدهم قوم أضاعوا الصلاة واتبعوا الشهوات. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and from فخلف من بعدهم, came after them قوم, people, أضاعوا الصلاة, they wasted the صلاة, they wasted the prayers, واتبعوا الشهوات, and they followed their whims and they followed their desire. They, instead of following the prophets and the teachings of the prophets, they followed their whims and their desires. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also talks in the second section of Surah Maryam about those who claim that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has begotten a son. Talk to those who to whom claim that Allah has begotten a son. وَقَالُوا اتَّخَذَ الرَّحْمَنُ وَلَدًا لَقَدْ جِئْتُمْ شَيْئًا إِدَّا. And they claim that Allah has begotten a son. They have brought a terrible thing. How can they claim that Allah Almighty has begotten a son? Indeed, they have brought something terrible, very terrible, an evil thing. That's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then at the very end of Surah Maryam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the day of judgment. In the hereafter, Yawm al-Qiyamah, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will gather all mankind, لَقَدْ أَحْصَاهُمْ وَعَدَّهُمْ عَدَّا. لَقَدْ أَحْصَاهُمْ, Allah Azza wa Jal enumerated them, وَعَدَّهُمْ عَدَّا. They are all, nobody will escape him subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he knows all of them, and they shall all be standing before him subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَكُلُّهُمْ آتِيهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَرْدًا. And they shall all come alone. Wow. This is a very powerful ayah, the very end. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَكُلُّهُمْ آتِيهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَرْدًا. Everyone shall come alone that day. Everybody shall come, you know, alone. يعني whoever you followed, you know, in this dunya, you know, here, لا, you know, your father, your mom, your brother, your sister, your friend, all those friends that you're hanging out with, nobody will come to your benefit on that day. You shall be coming alone, and your dad will be coming alone, and your mom will be coming alone. Everybody will be coming alone. You know, that fatwa which you have taken, that imam or that this or that sheikh or whatnot, nobody will be able to help you. You will be coming alone, standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But then Allah Azza wa Jal ends with something beautiful to give a glad tidings to the believers in Surah Maryam. The glad tidings of the believers is, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ سَيَجْعَلُ لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَنُ سَيَجْعَلُ لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَنُ وُدَّا. I love this ayah. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ سَيَجْعَلُ لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَنُ وُدَّا. Those who believe and they work righteousness, الرَّحْمَنُ will, سَيَجْعَلُ لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَنُ وُدَّا. الرَّحْمَنُ will bestow upon them his wood. And what is his wood? His wood is his affection. So they will have nothing to worry about on the day of judgment. Those who believe and work righteousness, Ar-Rahman. And look, Allah Azza wa Jalla uses this word, Ar-Rahman. He could have used Al-Qahhar. He could have used Al-Nasir. He could have used Al-Jabbar. But Allah used Ar-Rahman, the most compassionate. He will bestow upon them his affection, his love. So nobody will enter Jannah with their own deeds. Everybody will enter Jannah, inshaAllah ta'ala, with the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Na'am, our deeds will be of benefit to us, but we shall only enter Jannah, inshaAllah, only with the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the end of Surah Maryam, my brothers and sisters, in a nutshell. What a beautiful surah. You can always go back and read it. You will love it. And the surah, subhanAllah, was revealed right before the Muslims migrated to Abyssinia. Look at the amazing way of how the Quran has been revealed and surah has been revealed. Okay, you people are going to Abyssinia. You're going to meet this king. And this king is a Christian. So the best surah is Surah Maryam. Allahu Akbar. When the Najashi said, "Do you have anything from the Quran?" Why Ja'far didn't say, "Yes, I have something from the Quran." Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Qul ya ayyuhal kafirun. La a'budu ma ta'budun. Wa la antum abidun. And Surah Al-Kafirun was already revealed. It was revealed. But he did not recite Qul ya ayyuhal kafirun. Say, "Oh, you kafirun. La a'budu ma ta'budun." You know, Najashi wanted to hear something from the Quran. That's all he wanted to hear. So he did not pick Qul ya ayyuhal kafirun. Qul ya ayyuhal kafirun was, you know, to Abu Jahl and Abu Lahab, you know, Qul ya ayyuhal kafirun. But for an Najashi, Surah Maryam. Kaf ha ya ayn sad, you know, the Surah Maryam was more befitting. So Allah Azza wa Jalla revealed it because they will need to use it when they go to Abyssinia to give da'wah to the people of Abyssinia. So this is why we need to understand the Quran and understand, you know, the surahs, when they were revealed, why they were revealed, for what reason, you know, and things like that. It will help us connect with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, my brothers and sisters, Zakum Allah khair for joining. May Allah bless you all. Thank you so much. Barakallahu fikum. I shall see you later on at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, 11 o'clock p.m. UK Time, for my conclusion, my final session of Homemade Happiness. You do not want to miss that one, because I'm going to, inshallah, summarize the whole series of Homemade Happiness, inshallah ta'ala, and then, summarize it and give short, you know, messages to every member of the family. And that would be, inshallah, tonight, 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, 11 o'clock p.m. UK Time, Homemade Happiness, final session, inshallah. Jazakum Allah khair. We'll see you later on tonight. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum. Thank you, Nora. Thank you, Sabir. Thank you, Khadija Sheikh. Thank you, Nadia Nadim. Thank you, Sabir Hussein. Those of you on Facebook, thank you for joining. May Allah bless you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.